Black Market Arms. The U.S. has the dubious honor of being the leader not only in legal arms sales, but also in the shadowy world of black market weapons sales. These illegal arms often fall into the hands of America's worst enemies, including terrorists. Recent international events have underscored U.S. involvement in the illegal international arms trade. The 2011 ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, the 2012 murder of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens in Benghazi, and the Obama administration's arming of Syrian rebels attacking the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were all connected to under-the-table transfers of arms by the United States. Various sources allege that a program known as Direct Commercial Sales, DCS, is behind this bloody turmoil. This group operates within the U.S. State Department's Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, DDTC. The DCS program regulates private U.S. companies' overseas sales of weapons and other defense articles, defense services, and military training. It is separate from the Foreign Military Sales, FMS, program, which manages government-to-government sales. Through DCS, vast sums of money are shuffled through international banks, multinational corporations, and foreign governments. According to a report by the American Federation of Scientists, the State Department is much less transparent about DCS than the Pentagon is about FMS. Minimal information about price and quantity is classified as confidential business information and kept from the public. This secrecy undermines the ability of Congress and the interested press and public to exercise proper oversight on industry direct arms transfers. In mid-June 2013, the White House announced that President Obama had authorized direct military support to Syrian rebel forces, thus allowing DCS to operate in that Middle East nation. According to a Reuters news dispatch, Syrian rebel and political opposition leaders immediately called for anti-aircraft and other sophisticated weaponry. The arrival of thousands of seasoned, Iran-backed Hezbollah Shiite fighters to help Assad combat the mainly Sunni rebellion has shifted momentum in the two-year-old war, which the United Nations said had killed at least 93,000 people.